drink this in remembrance of me. And so, Lord, as we remember you, help us to renew our commitment to you, to deepen that commitment, to walk as faithful disciples together in one body, the body of Christ. We pray in his name. Amen. Well, we've done a lot here this morning. We welcome the new pastor and his wife. We've sung God's praises. We've prayed our prayers. We've heard God's word. We've shared in Holy Communion. How is God speaking to you? Is there some commitment that he's calling you to this morning? Something that he's speaking to you in your heart that you need to deepen a commitment or make a new commitment to him? Would you do that right now, right where you are? If you need to share that commitment, then we invite you to come and share. If you've never followed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and this morning you've heard about what it means to live as the body of Christ, you've heard about what Christ has done for you, and now you're ready to put your faith in him, we invite you to do that this morning and to come and share that good news. Whatever your need is, as we stand and sing, I will sing of my Redeemer, number 580.
Thank you.
you for being here this morning, and it's so good to be a part of you, be serving with you, and we're grateful for the opportunity to do that and for how gracious everyone has been in welcoming us to Murfreesboro. We've seen so many kindnesses, and we're so thankful and appreciative of that. And now, my brothers and sisters, as you go, remember you are the body of Christ, that we are members one of another. And as you go, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.